This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In Pakistan, authorities have arrested and turned over to the U.S. a Yemeni national wanted in connection with last year's bombing of the USS Cole in the Yemeni port of Aden. 17 U.S. sailors were killed and 39 wounded in the attack. U.S. officials are declining to comment on the arrest and handover of 27-year-old Jamil Qasim Saeed Mohammed and his possible links to Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
Reports of Mohammed's arrest first surfaced on Friday when the Pakistani daily The News ran an article about a mysterious early morning handover of what it called a suspected foreigner to U.S. officials at an isolated area of Karachi's international airport. The news report said the U.S. authorities arrived at the airport in a small jet shortly after 1 a.m. on Friday and left with the suspect less than 2 hours later. The paper suggested the suspect had been arrested by Pakistani officials at the Afghan border. Pakistani authorities say they have arrested several Arab nationals at the Chaman and Turkam border crossings in the past few weeks, some of whom officials say may have been carrying messages to and from Osama bin Laden and his associates in Afghanistan. Pakistani officials confirmed today that the man turned over to the U.S. in Karachi is Jamil Qasim Saeed Mohammed. The 27-year-old was a student in the microbiology department at Karachi University. The Washington Post today quoted Pakistani intelligence officials as saying his arrest and handover were part of a larger investigation of several Arab students suspected of having links to bin Laden's Al-Qaeda group. One Pakistani intelligence official told the Post that Mohammed was a solid Al-Qaeda asset. Government sources also told the Post that at least two other Yemeni students at the university are being held for possible Al-Qaeda connections. Mohammed's arrest is the first outside of Yemen in connection with the Cole bombing and could go a long way toward establishing a clear link between Osama bin Laden and the suicide bombing of the U.S. warship in Aden Harbor 1 year ago. It is also a concrete example of the intelligence sharing that Pakistan has promised as part of its contribution to the U.S. effort to hunt down Osama bin Laden and others believed responsible for the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.